everywhere else is either closed off or finished. You know, people are churning away behind closed doors, but this space is open and you can sort of imagine what it's about to be, but you can also get some hints of what the building used to be like. So when it was a meat processing facility, the building was about 70% refrigerated. So all through the building, the windows were all boarded up, covered in horrible styrofoam insulation. When we got the building, that was kind of one of our biggest first projects, was replacing all the buildings to make it habitable, just bearable to be in here. And you can kind of tell the damage that some of the refrigeration cycling over decades and decades did to some of the concrete, being kind of dimpled and damaged. And that was the case with a lot of the concrete floors around the building, that they were like moon craters. All of that's been fixed now, but this is one of the last spaces where you can kind of see some of that former life. You can also see some of the refrigerator doors still behind us. So I like to bring people through here while we still can. It's also exciting that two of our small businesses here, Tawana's Chocolate, is expanding, and then over on the other side of the wall there, Arise Kombucha, our very first business here, is expanding. So that's exciting. The building is almost completely full, almost completely built out now after almost 10 years
of being here. And it's only food-based businesses.
It is, yeah. So because this was a food-grade facility, we want to, you know, honor it's all of these amazing fixtures that are special and expensive, like food or floor drains, and just all these things, that the ventilation and all these things that, you know, when you're building a food grade facility are super expensive, or changing a facility that isn't food grade to be food grade is super expensive. And so this is all small food businesses, with the exception of one nonprofit, Plant Chicago, who some of you might be disappointed that we sort of zoomed by their aquaponic farm. It's just a demonstration aquaponic farm that they use for some of their programming, but they have open farm hours right before the tour every Saturday, so we don't double up, because a lot of people have already